On this week's episode, Cam Marston tells us that random conversations while smoking a cigar, with a drink, while sitting in a bag chair in a parking lot, can be surprisingly meaningful.
A friend and I chatted over a drink and a cigar, sitting in bag chairs in his parking lot. The conversation turned to life and to living, as it often does. And I enjoy these chats, because about half of what he says I agree with completely. He and I are in lockstep. It's very comfortable. The other half of our chats, though, my friend presents some crazy stuff. He has some theories and theologies that are very different from mine. And I sit in my chair with my mouth open, wondering where he came up with this stuff. The one thing he said in the parking lot that's really stuck with me is this: when death finds me, it'll find me living. He said he's going to put it on a t-shirt. It's going to be one of a number of a line of t-shirts with other expressions that aren't suitable to repeat on radio, and that made me nearly spit my drink out, and that my mother would slap my face if I showed up wearing a t-shirt with those expressions on it. And of course, the expression, "when death finds me, it'll find me living," is a fact. But it's the unsaid part, the second meaning, that he's highlighting. And as the kids say these days, it landed, meaning it had an impact on me. Then this past weekend, my wife and I watched a Pixar movie called Soul. And there it was again, the same message. When death found the main character, it found him newly alive. And because of that, he was given a second chance. Now, I'm greatly oversimplifying the plot, and some may say the movie was about much more than that, and even that I misunderstood the plot. But what leapt out to me was watching the main character finally learn to live his life. He began savoring everything. And then again Monday, in a class I'm taking, the same message. This time it was said in two simple words: wake up. The instructor then quoted G.K. Chesterton, and it was something like this: it's amazing that we aren't more amazed all the time. So the question, what are you to think when the same message lands three times in a very short amount of time and you've never been confronted by the messages before? What's to explain it? Is there an explanation? Well, I'm guessing the logical person would say it's random and possibly discount all of it. And there's a part of me that could easily do that. However, doing that goes counter to the message. If you want to live, you take these messages as messages. They've been sent. And I've decided to interpret these messages as just that, that they were beneficial occurrences driven by chance or not, that I'm going to pay attention to. And maybe participating in a cigar and a drink in a bag chair in a parking lot should happen more often. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more commentaries, search for Keeping It Real with Cam Marston on your favorite podcast app, or follow Cam Marston on social media.